we're doing Veronica Mars this time. We've moved on, and we're really excited to bring Veronica Mars to you, whether you have watched Veronica Mars while it was currently on TV, whether you were like myself and you just picked up the DVDs and just watched them all in one sitting, or if you're a newbie, welcome, and we can't wait to get you in on what is so great about Veronica Mars. So we have a bunch of wonderful people here. My name is Danielle. I'm a feature writer for Hypeable. And everybody, if you want to introduce yourselves so I'm not talking about myself, that'd be great. Karen, why don't you go first?
Hi, everybody. I'm Karen. You probably remember me from the Firefly version of Rewatchable 2. I write Percy Jackson and Teen Wolf News. I'm one of the editors, and you can also hear me on a bunch of other podcasts on Hypeable.
All right. Mitch?
Hey, I'm Mitch Clow, and I am a complete newbie to Veronica Mars. I am super stoked to be doing this because I am one podcast short. I used to do Smash Chat, but that show is now over, so I decided to pick up another one along with my two other podcasts that I do, which are Glee Chat and Poke Chat. Poke Chat obviously is all about the TV show Pokemon, and I am one of those people who will nitpick, find everything about an episode, and not rest until I find an answer. So, and I'm also the only male in the show. Come on, you guys just have to love me automatically, right?
Of course. I should thank you for being here.
I should probably mention that I'm a complete newbie to Veronica Mars, too. Sort of. I'm pretty sure I've watched it before, like, some episodes of it, because I remember the characters, but I know nothing about what happens or really, like, any of the plot points or anything like that, so I really am coming to this as a complete newbie.
Oh, I'm so excited for you to just watch it, and, oh, it's going to be great. Gabrielle?
Hi, everyone. I'm Gabrielle. This is my first podcast ever, so I'm very excited. After listening to MuggleCast for most of my formative years, it's a really big thrill for me. On Hypeable, I'm a news writer, and I write about Veronica Mars, so this is a dream come true. I've loved this series for a while, and when I get into a series, I become obsessed, so expect some, you know, obsessive fan talk coming out of me. Also on Hypeable, I write about Pretty Little Liars and FX's The Americans, and hopefully some new shows in the fall. But for all you guys who have not ever watched Veronica Mars, you're in for a treat if you love a strong female character who, you know, doesn't take anything from anyone. You are going to love the show.
All right, Ariana.
Hi, my name is Ariana. Or Ariana, or Ariana.
Sorry.
They're all fine. I'm an original content writer for Hypeable, and I'm a total newbie to Veronica Mars. I know absolutely nothing except for, apparently, Blair Waldorf is in it, which is pretty exciting that we have Gossip Girl and Blair Waldorf in another show, because I need my Gossip Girl fix now that it's over. So I'm excited to get started.
Yes, she is, and I remember seeing you tweeting about how you didn't want to see any spoilers while Comic-Con was going on, so that was pretty awesome. I'm excited for you to watch it.
No, it's been so hard. I have to actively, like, monitor my Hypeable news feed to make sure I don't come across any spoilers.
Awesome. Caitlin.
Hello, I'm Caitlin. You might remember me from the Firefly version of Rewatchable as well. I was one of the fans. I am also a news writer for Hypeable. I cover Supernatural and Nikita. And I have seen the first maybe 9 episodes of Veronica Mars. And then when I found out we were going to be starting this as our next show, excuse me, I quit watching so I could be a newbie. So I'm basically fresh.
That's awesome. I'm so excited. Okay, and last but definitely not least, Marma. Did I say that right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, very good.
Okay.
I'm Marma. As a general disclaimer, this is not how I speak. I just finished Comic-Con and it beat me. I'm a news and content writer for Hyperball. I write about books and web series and whatever else takes my fancy. And I'm also on Book Hype as well. So I'm a newbie for Veronica Mars. I I've seen like a couple episodes here and there, but I wasn't paying that much attention, so I vaguely know who the characters are and nothing else. So I'm really excited to watch it all with you guys.
Well, all newbies are welcome. I know one of the great things actually about Veronica Mars is that a lot of people who are fans now were not fans when it was actually on the air. So it's really cool to kind of get all these newbies into it, because I guess that's just how the show has gotten so big. So it's pretty awesome to have newbies and fans on here too. So why Veronica Mars? Well, I mean, Gabrielle, if you want to jump in at any point, but my basic understanding, because I actually jumped into it last year without having really seen it when it was on the air, but when it was on the air, it kind of had like a small, really dedicated following, and it was a great show. But then it just kind of, it didn't get enough attention, or it just kind of got screwed over a little bit, I think, by WB. And so it was kind of forced to go off the air. It kind of truncated its third season. And Rob Thomas, the creator, he made the third season like intentionally aggravating for fans, just because they were really sad to go. And that's about as much as I know about the history of it while it was still on the air. Does anybody know anything further than that?
Yeah, I'd love to jump in. So it was on UPN, and then when UPN kind of switched over to the CW, you know, they had a different theory in mind of what the CW was going to be, and Veronica Mars just didn't really fit with that. It was on the CW for a season, and, you know, it's hard to get a show up, you know, really popular when it's on a new network. But Rob Thomas has, you know, trusted the fans and has, you know, thankfully written an amazing script and is going to, you know, come out with the Veronica Mars movie in early of next year. And so fans will hopefully get the ending that we've all been waiting for. It's also interesting because if you look at today's TV climate versus, you know, when it was on the air, it's completely different. Now with Twitter and Facebook and people, you know, talking about the show as it airs, I think Veronica Mars would have been a completely different thing. I think a lot of the critics would have been more into it, and I think it would have been a cult classic that really gets a lot of attention. Because if you look at the performances and the writing in the show, it is top quality and deserved to be on the air, you know, for 9 or 10 seasons at least. So I think it just depends on the times, and hopefully fans are going to love the movie that's coming out.
Yeah, I agree. It's just wonderful. And that's why we wanted to bring it on to Rewatchable. One, because of the timing, because Veronica Mars is kind of back in the spotlight and being talked about. And because it was just such a great show that got ended much too early. So we kind of wanted to give all of you a chance to watch it along with us, with all of our newbies, with me and Gabrielle, who have followed Veronica Mars for a little while now and pretty much at one point or multiple points, let it take over our lives. So everybody's welcome. We want to bring it to everybody. Go ahead.
And we should probably just throw out there that Selena, most of you guys listening to this will probably know Selena. She is a Veronica Mars fan. She's going to be on once in a while. She couldn't quite commit to doing it as much as the rest of us, but she's sort of going to be our backup person. So don't be surprised if you hear her voice every once in a while.
Yay, Selena.
I'm so excited. I can't believe I forgot about Selena. Yeah, no, it's going to be great to have her on whenever she can get here. Because, I know she's a pretty big fan as well. So it'll be great. Great, great, great. All right. So how much do you newbies know about Veronica Mars? I know before you were saying kind of not a lot, or you watched a few episodes and kind of let it go. So how much does anybody know, or what do you think it's about? I guess I think that would be a fun thing to talk about. Anybody?
I mean, I think when it was on the air, I thought it was about aliens, but I've since learned that's not true, so.
I mean, I could see that, but just because it was called Veronica Mars?
Yeah, I thought it was kind of like a Roswell thing, but that's not true.
Okay, I guess I just want to talk really fast about how I got into it. I remember watching an episode. Don't remember when it was, but it was during the third season, and I was just flipping through the channels and kind of just watching whatever, and Veronica Mars was on. And I was like, oh, well, this is pretty cool. I should probably, you know, sit down and watch this every week because I think I would really like this. But then I forgot about it, and I can't believe I did. So then last year during the spring, actually it was during finals time, because there's no better time to binge watch a TV show than finals time. I just got all of the seasons from our library and watched the entire thing while I was supposed to be studying. So I don't know. It was a pretty good trade-off. I mean, I did well, but I'm really glad that I binge watched Veronica Mars, but then nobody was able to talk to me about it. So that was kind of sad. But before that, I don't think I knew too much about Veronica Mars. I knew that Kristen Bell was in it. And I mean, I love Kristen Bell, and I can't believe I didn't watch this before. But other than that, I really didn't know a lot about Veronica Mars, which is really sad.
Yeah, I actually got into it after the show ended last year as well. I was procrastinating homework like Danielle. Yeah. And I decided, you know, I really need a new show to watch. You know, I really would love to watch something with a strong female character. And someone recommended Veronica Mars to me. So I watched it. I watched all three seasons in 1.5 weeks, which I'm sure my roommates loved because I barely slept.
Oh, that's impressive.
It's really unhealthy. I wouldn't recommend it. but I then convinced my roommate to watch it as well, and she became obsessed. So it kind of spread out from there, and I was lucky enough to cover it for Hypebol and go to Comic-Con and go to those events. And I've become obsessed. I, you know, would love to read everything I get my hands on that's Veronica Mars related, and I've rewatched the series a couple times since I first watched it. And I think the quality of writing is great. And not only does it have a strong female character, but I think the characters as a whole are really well developed, especially compared to other series that I watch.
All right. So what about everybody else? How much does anybody else know or knew about Veronica Mars before it hit big recently?
I didn't really know anything because I think that I had an introduction to Kristen Bell solely from Heroes, but that's where my interest from Veronica Mars came from. And I do know the most basic IMDb plotline for the show. It literally goes like this in Mitchell Clow's head. Veronica's best friend dies. She tries to solve the mysteries of that murder. That's all I know. That's it. So it sounds a little bit Pretty Little Liars-y to me, yeah?
I actually have never seen that. My one friend is like obsessed with it. He loves it, but I've never seen it. But that's actually it's a very bare bones synopsis. Like that's the entire first season.
Someone who covers both Pretty Little Liars and Veronica Mars, it's funny that you made the connection. I don't know. I think Veronica Mars, the writing is better than Pretty Little Liars, and I think it's just a different feel as a show. It's more like film noir. Pretty Little Liars, though, is a pretty top-notch show for ABC Family, but I'd say Veronica Mars is definitely, it's super witty, and you often will catch yourself laughing just at the dialogue alone.
Oh, yeah, like, all the time. I mean, I've seen the promos I've seen for Pretty Little Liars. It looks like it's very serious. Veronica Mars is kind of on the other end of the spectrum. It's not a comedy, but the people on it are so witty. So it's never really dark, I guess, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I'm kind of excited for it for the, you know, opposite effect of Pretty Little Liars, because I do find myself really bogged down when I watch that show, because it's almost like a chore watching it, because you know you want to, you know it's exciting, but they just live such depressing lives where they're like being bullied all the time and there's extreme violence. And even if that happens at Veronica Mars, it seems like they're going to joke about it as opposed to just like be teenagers about it.
You won't get bogged down with Veronica Mars.
Oh, good. That's cute then. I like this. Yeah. This will be fun. Yeah.
It's fun. That's one of the best things about it. It's just fun. And it's very smart. Kristen Bell's character, Veronica, is just very smart. And it's funny, or it's very interesting to see how she solves cases or how things click in her mind or how she acts. It's a very smart show. It was kind of before its time, which is really sad.
Oh. Well, you know what? It's okay because that gives us like this credence to go back now and watch it and be like, oh my God, this was amazing for, you know, its Star Wars effect on the mystery genre or something, right?
Yes, something like that. I would think so. I mean, I'm a super fan, so of course I would think so. But I hope that the newbies or you people who have never, I guess, dove into Veronica Mars like me and Gabrielle, and I'm assuming Selena has, that you enjoy it. I would be kind of disappointed if we're like, yeah, this is awesome, and then you guys are in the corner like, okay, you know. So
I will tell you the truth. Don't you worry.
Please do.
I am fully prepared to love this show because, like I said, I remember watching it, and I don't remember anything that happens, which is really frustrating. But I remember loving Veronica and loving a lot of the characters. And like I said, I know their faces and I recognize them like as their characters and stuff, but I don't remember any of the plot lines. But I like went out and bought the first season because I knew that I was gonna love the show anyway, so it didn't matter. So yeah, I'm totally prepared to just fall in love with this show.
That's a great purchase. And if if while we're going through it, if things pop up that are familiar, please feel free to share those things, because I'd be interested to hear kind of what stuck with you or what like kind of rings a bell.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. And as far as buying the seasons, I highly suggest it to anybody. I actually went on Amazon and bought the first two seasons probably like a month ago now, because they were like $10 each, something like that. It was pretty great. And so I got the first season pretty quickly, and the second one is still pending. So hopefully by the time we get to the second season, I will have my set of DVDs.
Wait, when did you order this?
It was like a month ago. And
you're being gypped. Holy
I
crap.
Know. It's ridiculous.
Like, thing is, it's like coming from China. It's like this mass-produced version of it. It's not the legitimate version of it. So you're going to put it into your DVD player. It's going to like somehow like download like a malware virus. You should just watch it on Netflix or something. Is it on Netflix?
I don't know. I don't it's have not. Netflix yet. Well, and I sad. Really want to get it. But yeah, it should be. But
so yeah, I went and bought the DVDs when I wanted to start watching it because I couldn't find it streaming anywhere.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not Netflix even like Amazon Instant or anything.
Nope.
Yikes.
No, you have to find like, I think I was on like Movie 2K, which recently got shut down, I think, or like some other really niche like TV streaming websites, and some of them had it, but otherwise you can't find it anywhere.
Okay, so here's an interesting question that I couldn't even venture a guess at, but I'm going to guess. Okay, what network is Veronica Mars from? Is it CBS? Or
it was... go ahead, sorry.
So it was UPN and then CW for its last season.
UPN? What's UPN?
It's an old network that I think no longer exists. I think it was combined into the CW.
The WB became the UPN, which became CW.
Yeah. Like there was some big merger, what was that, around like 2007, 2006? So.
Oh, all right. So that's like the birth of not quite the Vampire Diaries, but I don't know, like what, Laguna Beach or something was on at that time, right?
Let's see. What was on the UPN? I feel like the game was on the UPN. This was before we got One Tree Hill.
Oh, really?
So I think this is like the precursor right before One Tree Hill hit the air, maybe?
One Tree Hill will be an awesome rewatchable. But I'm sure we're going to go about... we'll do that for like every show we're going to talk about. Oh, in the middle of an episode. We should rewatch that. That'd be great.
Does that Buffy have like... Yeah, Buffy, for sure.
Buffy ended on the UPN, which was in 2003.
Okay. I thought there was a popular show on UPN, and it was Buffy, yeah. So, I mean, they had their fair share, and, I mean, Veronica Mars wasn't doing horrible on it, but I think the merger just kind of did it in a little bit.
Now, I also have another question, and this is a legitimate bitch question, not even just like a pondering really for the audience. to give us all a refresher, how many episodes are we doing given podcast for Veronica Mars, and how far into the seasons are we going?
Karen? Karen.
She's our master planner.
We're doing the whole thing, man. We are going right from episode one all the way to the movie. There's three seasons total, right?
Yes, there are three seasons. I think the third one's a little shorter, but it's still a pretty full season.
Yes, so we're doing all three seasons, and then hopefully we can kind of coordinate everybody to be able to watch the movie. Marima, I don't know if that's going to be possible for you.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'll just have to fly back to America to watch it.
Yeah, totally.
Totally worth it. Totally worth it.
And then we're going to be doing two episodes of the show per one episode of the podcast. And we figured out that this is going to be like an 8-month project if we do that. So we had to double up a little bit, or else it would have taken a really long time.
Yeah, when I first heard that we were going to do a Veronica Mars rewatchable, I was thinking about that. So, I mean, not that I would hate talking about Veronica Mars for a very, very extended period of time, but I think two episodes per podcast is a good way to go.
And we're weekly, not bi-weekly, right?
Right.
Great. You guys get your fill of Veronica Mars like quadruple then, because sometimes people do bi-weekly, but no. We are here for you every week with two episodes. Bam.
So question. Excited.
Wait. I have an Australian question. By bi-weekly, do you mean fortnightly or twice weekly?
Oh, you're right. I think...
Because that's a stupid word.
Yeah,
it is a stupid word because it works for both.
Yeah, it does. Every other week.
Okay, so yeah, I'm sick of learning your weird American words, so I'm just going to ignore that one.
I remember hearing about that one.
Chips and fries.
That one you can hate on.
You can hate on chips and fries. Yeah, bi-weekly is weird, and I never noticed that until you said it. So I literally think I'm just not going to use that word anymore.
Well, it doesn't matter because they're doing it every week, right? So we don't need to.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yep, we're all good. All right, so let's get into the format of this podcast, how it's going to work. Or, like we said, we're doing two Veronica Mars episodes per one podcast. Would anybody like to talk about how, I guess, the podcasts are going to be formatted?
Well, I guess... just going off of what we did for Firefly, we're going to have probably our favorite quotes or our favorite scenes, or maybe both. We're going to include, obviously, a pretty in-depth discussion. We won't be able to go too in-depth just because we'll be doing two episodes. We're going to try to keep it at an hour, but we're going to hit on all the major points. And everybody will get to discuss their thoughts about the episode, whether they liked it or not. And then... if the super fans want to share any fun facts they know about the show, like any behind the scenes stuff for the episodes, we're going to have them do that too.
Okay. And listen to feedback.
Yes, absolutely.
Because so we want to watch this with you guys.
Yeah. Make sure you guys, put that on the, oh my gosh, words.
Do you want me to do it?
Yeah, I can't think of the word right now.
Okay, so we want to watch the show with you guys. Obviously, if you're a super fan or if you're a newbie like a lot of us are, we want to know what you're thinking each week. So you can get in touch with us either via email, which is rewatchable.podcast@gmail.com, or on Twitter, which is re_watchable, or any of the podcast posts on hyperball.com. And we'll read all of those. And if you like the podcast, once we get started, you can always leave us a review on iTunes. And please leave some Australian ones so I can see them, or I'll be sad.
And remember to keep it spoiler-free for us newbies, like we did with Firefly.
Right, yes, that's please. What I was just going to ask. Very little then about the Veronica Mars movie, because I feel like that would be really spoilery if we kind of discuss any news happening with that, because then you'd kind of know who was still around or something like that. So we'll try to keep it minimal, if anything about the Veronica Mars movie until we actually get there.
Yeah, we want this to be a spoiler-free podcast so everyone can enjoy it, even if they don't know what's happening. And if you guys want to talk about the Veronica Mars movie, you can always head over to Hyperball, where Gabrielle is posting news about it all the time, and talk about it in the comments there with other people that have watched all the show.
Yeah, or I mean, you can contact either me or Gabrielle and just tweet us things about the Veronica Mars movie, Veronica Mars in general. And we can kind of fangirl with any of you who have seen the whole series, and who want to say something about the movie and stuff like that. But the podcast will be spoiler free, so you can kind of enjoy it how it was meant to be enjoyed. All right. I think that's it for the format. Any last comments or anything like that for the format?
Other than that, it's so cool that we get to just like pump through this show, because I know sometimes when I'm doing like, you know, a Glee podcast or something, like I'm sitting around and I'm just like, oh, I cannot wait to go on to the next week. Oh, there's a 5-week hiatus. Nope. This show, it's all online. So we get to just watch it 2 episodes a week. Bam. It's going to be done, and we're going to be so excited to go through it, and we don't have to just sit there and whine about, wow, I can't wait to see that cliffhanger as that car was crashing over the bridge. Who's going to live? We won't know for another 6 months, you know?
Yes, that is the best part about watching, I guess, old. I feel bad calling it old, but watching TV shows that are no longer on, just binge watching or just not even having to wait for the cliffhangers. It's going to be great. To be wonderful.
Yeah, that's what I like a lot about watching any kind of show that's either really far into itself or it's, you know, obviously already done, like we were doing on Rewatchable. I think it makes it a lot more enjoyable, and it's nice when I think people have an incentive to want to rewatch a show or start it for the first time, like Veronica Mars, or also it's just kind of nice to have that commentary from the episodes you watched way back when to kind of just go back in memory lane, you know. That's kind of cool too.
Totally agree. All right. If there are no other comments about the format, we'll move on. And Gabrielle, will you tell us about your Comic-Con excursion? If you can do it spoiler-free for all of our listeners, Gabrielle got to go to the Veronica Mars panel and just do a bunch of great Veronica Mars stuff that I was sitting at home jealous about the whole time. So please share whatever you can with us.
Well, I'd love to. I'm really thankful to Hypeable for giving me the opportunity to go down to Comic-Con. And I think I met some really great people down there, including my fellow Hypeable writers. And I got to do some really cool things. So I'll try to keep this spoiler-free. However, if it's okay to mention the actors' names, you know, I'd love to just give them a shout-out. So I went down and I stood in line at 5 a.m. for the Veronica Mars fan panel, which was later that night. This was Friday of Comic-Con weekend. And while in line, I met some great Veronica Mars fans of all ages, from Idaho to New Zealand to Singapore to, you know, San Diego. So people were really pumped about Veronica Mars and really, really excited to be there. And so we're in line and, you know, I'm number 39 in line. There were over, I think, 250 people in line, and they could only give out wristbands to 130. And so two of the actors, is it okay if I say who they were, or do you guys not want me to?
Yeah, I think
it'd be fine. Say who they are.
Please okay, do. So
Francis Capra and Percy Daggs III came and delivered us donuts. This is at 7:30 a.m. in the morning. We all look lovely and we're all, you know, excited to be there, but at the same time, it's way too early for anyone to be functioning. So they came, they delivered donuts, they took pictures with fans, and they sent us on our way to get the wristbands and to get out of there. And so fans had to kind of decide if they wanted to go to the Hall H panel, which, for those of you who don't know, Hall H is the biggest hall at the San Diego Convention Center. It sits around 6,500, and people wait in line for, you know, up to 12, 13 hours or more just to get in, as, you know, Karen did, I think, for Doctor Who. And yes. Some of it's intense. And I luckily did not have to go through that because I was lucky enough to have a reserve pass to get into Hall H just for that panel. And it was wonderful. It was great. You know, you guys can see who was on the panel. Again, I don't want to give up too much by telling you, because that's the movie panel. But they were all really excited and they were all really grateful to the fans for supporting the Kickstarter project, for, you know, donating up to like $5.3 million to fund the movie. And people in the hall, I was talking to some people after who were waiting for different panels, and they said, you know, I didn't know of Veronica Mars beforehand, but the footage looked awesome. The people on the panel seemed very grateful to the fans and had a great rapport. So for those of you guys who are, you know, Veronica Mars fans already, be psyched for the movie. And for those of you guys who are newbies, you're going to love the show. And so then that night I went to the fan panel, which was with, you know, maybe 200 people. And we got to sing Kirsten Bell happy birthday, as well as Percy Daggs happy birthday. And we got to participate in a charity event, see some more footage, and just watch the panel kind of loosen up. You know, they had been through a long day. It was 7:30 p.m. at night. And just really express their gratefulness to the fans and kind of give us some behind-the-scenes stories and tell fans a little bit more about the process. Rob Thomas, who's the creator of the series, was super excited for the movie. And was really grateful to the fans. He said he was really surprised how many fans donated and really just could not really believe it. And then later that night, I went to the after party and got to hang out or meet some of the actors. So again, it was awesome. For those of you guys who are excited for the movie, everyone is super nice and everyone seemed genuinely happy and said the fans are going to be happy. The fans, you know, should love it. It was made for them. So I can't wait for everyone to experience the magic of Veronica Mars. And then I don't know if any of you guys on the podcast have any questions or about Comic-Con, but it's still kind of a dream, and it was really intense day of Veronica Mars related activities, but really, really awesome.
Can I just say that I'm really jealous you got donuts? The most that we got was Misha Collins running by all the line before the Supernatural panel.
Misha Collins, though, was pretty awesome.
He was, yeah. I was screaming. I was pretty excited, but donuts would have been really nice that early in the morning.
We brought you coffee, Karen.
That's true. Although, fun story, I realized that I don't like cappuccinos from from Starbucks. So actually, Jen switched with me, and I had a caramel macchiato, which was much, much better.
Oh, Andrew and I were trying to be so nice.
I know. It was good effort, though.
Did they really have donuts for, like, everyone in line for Hall H?
Oh, this wasn't for Hall H. This was for the fan panel, which was at theater. So that's why you had to choose. There was, like, 7 or 8 blocks from the convention center. So, you know, people were lining up in Hall H, you know, through the night. And for the fan panel, you kind of had to say, I'm either going to do that or I'm going to brave the Hall H line. So it was an intense choice for a lot of fans.
Well, I was just really confused because I was like, what? Do they have like a truckload, like 5 truckloads of like donuts just like pouring out of the back and everyone was going for a free-for-all because there's like, what, 2,000 people in line for any given panel? Holy crap.
Yeah, I was sitting at work at my computer and I check Hypeable during the day all the time. And that picture of the two of them handing out the donuts popped up and I just about died. I was so jealous and so excited. Cause yeah, like you were saying, the whole cast is so excited about the Veronica Mars movie. About Veronica Mars in general. I don't know if we've mentioned it before, if it's kind of common knowledge, but Rob Thomas and Kristen Bell and pretty much the whole cast has been trying to get a Veronica Mars movie done since the show went off the air. And so now that they finally get to do it, you can see how excited they are. They're so excited that they'll wake up even earlier than they have to just to give the fans donuts. And I think that's awesome. So awesome.
So as a super fan, they showed footage at the panel. Did you get to see the footage?
I did. They showed, I think it's online. The trailer is now online, which Hypeable has posted. And it, you know, kind of was like a sizzle reel of the movie. And then at the end showed a clip, which was really awesome. Which you guys, if you watch Veronica Mars, I suggest you watch the trailer. If not, you don't want to be spoiled. I understand. And then at the fan panel later that night, they showed the same sizzle reel with the clip. And then they showed an additional clip that was also great. So they were, you know, they had 2 days left of shooting when they went to Comic-Con. And I think they wrapped on Monday of this past week. So they're done with the movie. Yeah. They're now just in post-production and editing and, you know, the whole marketing campaign. So for the most part, it's done and, you know, hopefully going to be amazing.
So excited. So, yeah, I think that's all that we have for you guys for this introductory episode. Does anybody have anything else to to throw out there.
We didn't talk about how we're switching people in and out yet, did we?
We talked about it a little bit because we had mentioned that Selena can't be here for all of them, but that she will be here whenever she can. But what was our, how many are we going to have every time? I can't remember.
Well, we have six people, wait, seven people counting me. So basically we're going to definitely have at least one super fan per episode if we can. And if not, then Marma is going to be the other host if Gabrielle can't do it. Everybody's going to kind of be rotating in and out as they can. We're going to have, I think, probably at least 3 to 4 people per episode. There's always going to be newbies, and hopefully there's always going to be a super fan too, but we're just going to try to accommodate everybody in their schedules whenever we can.
Yeah, that sounds great. And I'm hoping to make it on as many as I can. Cause I'd love to share with you guys just how much I love Veronica Mars. None of my friends or really my family understand. So it's great to be around people who are really excited to watch it or who love it already. So it's going to be great. So yeah, so you'll be hearing our voices every week, not bi-weekly, but every week. And again, if you want to, if you want to get in contact with us, tell us how much you love Veronica Mars or how excited you are. You can email us at rewatchable.podcast@gmail.com. Our Twitter handle is re_watchable. You can also find these posts on Hypeable. And if you like us enough, give us iTunes reviews. All right. So I think that's about it. Do we want to sign off and kind of tell people where they can find us? So if they want to talk to us personally or anything like that, they can do so.
Sure. Let's whore ourselves out one time. And then after that, I think it's probably a little bit too much because people get sick of it. You can find us somewhere. I'll just Google us. All right. I'll start with myself because I'm the big loudmouth. You can find me on Twitter at MITCHCLOW and Hypeable too. Yeah, that thing.
Yeah, that thing. Yeah, it's a good thing.
Video games writer and all that business, whatever.
Yeah. I'm Danielle. You can find me on Twitter at Zim102090. That's ZIMM102090.
Okay, I'll go next. You can find me on Twitter as well. I'm Karen_Rott, and my last name is spelled Rought.
Okay, I'll go next. I'm Caitlin, and you can find me on Twitter at purplehairedwonder, which is at purplehrdwonder.
That's such a good name.
It's an anime reference.
Oh, I just thought it was cool. I didn't get that, but cool. Yeah, anime. I'm Marima, and you can find me on Twitter at Marima White, which are both spelled ridiculously. So it's MARAMAWHYTE.
I'm Gabrielle, and you can find me on Twitter at Gabrielle_gold. So it's GABRIELLE_GOLD. And you can also find me on Hypeable.
And last but not least, Ariana.
Oh, and I'm Ariana. You can find me on Twitter at Ariana_Stark.
All right. Well, that's all that we have for you for this podcast. But watch for us, and we will be back with the first 2 episodes of Veronica Mars season 1. So get excited and get watching.
Au revoir.
Bye. See you later.
Bye, guys.
Bye.